So you know I'm obsessed with candles, right? Have you ever heard of massage oil candles? Okay, so get this. I always light candles when I'm enjoying a glass of wine with friends, and recently they were over and I lit 3 candles for my new line called Emily and Tony. My skin felt really dry, so I went ahead and poured some of it on my hands and I gave myself a quick massage. My friends were stunned that I did this and immediately were obsessed. And here's why. See, these candles are really aromatherapy massage oils that when warmed like a candle, they melt into the most luxurious body oil that is super hydrating, leaves your skin feeling and smelling amazing, and it's perfect for massaging your partner or yourself. You can use it during foreplay, and you know me, I'm a firm believer in foreplay. They come in delicious flavors like creme de vanilla, cocoa, and fougere. Not just that, they look great in your home. So help us keep this podcast free. Check them out today at emilyandtony.com. And you're welcome.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. Thanks so much, everyone, for listening. That is our famous and infamous Sex with Emily intro that we've brought back. It's back. We use that on every single show for the last 250 shows, except for the last 30.
Yeah. Because we were figuring out how to...
We were figuring out how to
hook up the CD player.
Yeah. And now we figured out the phone soon. We're going to have phone callers.
And it's too crazy.
It's just things are nuts and out of control. And it's Monday.
I know.
Happy Monday.
What did you do over the weekend?
What did I do? I had a date on Friday night.
What?
Yep.
Oh, you kind of briefly mentioned that, right?
Yeah, it was good. It was really, really good. I like this guy. Nice guy. Cool. Awesome.
That's all you have to say about the date.
I'm not going to get that much into it because I don't really have that much that I wanted to say about it.
You can at least say what you did.
We went to dinner. And we went to dinner at this place in the Mission, which was really good.
Did you pick up? Did he pick you up?
He picked me up, and we went to dinner. And we had a good talk, and he's really cool.
Sounds like
awesome
a blast.
Guy. And then,
I love all the details.
I know. I'll give you more details later, and then or eventually. And then Saturday night, I saw Tales of the City, which is this infamous play from San Francisco by Armistead Maupin. He wrote about the San Francisco in the 70s. And it was a great play at ACT in San Francisco. And I thought, it's so funny because San Francisco is such a quirky town. Like if you don't live here, he has a reputation for, and you could see all these people living in there. What are you looking at?
Now I'm trying to figure out what the hell you're talking about right now.
The play that I went on.
Yeah, but I'm just saying like what it's about.
It's all about San Francisco in the 70s and all the people that moved to San Francisco to do their own thing. Like San Francisco is very much this town where everyone moves here to find themselves, to make art or to be entrepreneurs, or it's just it's kind of anything goes. Like it is not random if you're walking down the street and you see like a naked guy with a backpack on walking down the street, or you see someone dressed up you just see people always eccentrically being eccentric and crazy, and it's about that. And it was a musical though. They turned it into a musical, which the music I didn't love, but I loved the story because it made me feel like it's all based around this woman who's 22. She moved to San Francisco from Indiana. And I could relate from moving from Michigan. Yeah. I didn't know anybody when I got here. I was 22, drove across country in 3 days, and I just showed up and talks about all of her roommates that she meets and everyone, they all become friends. And
so you really thought this play was about your life?
Yeah, I kind of related to it.
And how many crazy things happened in the play that paralleled your life?
There was a lot of things that paralleled my life. But we don't
what's you with not sharing today? What happened over the weekend? Somebody listened to the show and said they heard something and now you're embarrassed. What's going on?
No, nothing's going on.
All sherry all last week and now it's like no details.
I think she moves there and people think she's really innocent because she just moved from Indiana and then people get she sleeps with this married man. And she gets taken advantage of, and then like all of her roommates are like growing pot and smoking pot. There's like lots of weed involved, marijuana, which is interesting. Yeah. And there was lots of just artists and just people, gays.
Just being
San Francisco.
Weirdos being weirdos in San Francisco.
I love the city.
And it's...
And then I was with my dog all weekend, and we're totally bonding and doing well together.
Oh, the dog situation.
The dog sitch is still happening. And it's still...
How's that been going?
It's going well. We had lots of fun. We had lots of fun this weekend together. We played and we slept together and... Uh-huh. She sleeps in my bed.
Do you have to wake up in the middle of the night?
No. I just walk her. And so it's all good. And then tonight, I'm really actually most excited for tonight.
What's going on tonight?
Because my weekend was just like, it was awesome. But tonight is my pizza and porn party with the interns at my house.
Pizza and porn?
Yeah. So we're celebrating Kelsey's birthday, one of the interns. And then we're, you could come if you want. We're making videos and eating pizza and watching porn from Fire TV, FYRE TV, which we love. They gave me my set-top box. I've been talking about that for weeks. But I want them to see it, and I want to watch some porn, and I want to entertain them at my house and do fun stuff, videos, go through my sex toy collection, go through my books. It's going to be really fun. Pizza and porn with the interns. It's a good job.
That sounds
if you can get it. It's going to be good times. And then, how about you? How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I went to a show, as I usually do, some music festival, and
That's it. I love vaginas on the wall.
Yeah, I sent you that photo because when you go to music festivals, there's always a bunch of, merchandise everywhere. And then there was this company, clothing company called I Love Vaginas, ilovevaginas.com.
Yeah.
And then so I saw that, so I took a picture and I sent it to you.
I loved it.
And I had a good times. Metal show, I messed up and I wasn't paying attention. And because metal people, they're hardcore.
Yeah.
They wear all black, piercings everywhere, long hair, tattoos from head to shoulder. And that's totally fine with me, but I wasn't paying attention to what I was putting on to go to the show because I was in a rush.
Right.
And I put on a polo shirt.
That's not, you don't even have a polo shirt. Where'd you get it?
I have polo shirts. I just don't wear them here.
Oh, okay.
So I put on a polo shirt, a navy blue one, to a metal show, which wasn't a good idea because I was reminded probably every 15 minutes that I was wearing a polo shirt.
From your friends?
Or just there's 20,000 people there.
Okay, so people were like, nice shirt, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you don't fit in here?
Yeah, totally.
I want to see you in a blue polo. That'd be sexy.
Yeah,
I love a man in a polo.
It was not going well.
That is so funny.
But what really sucked is the reason that you were like, when I was walking in, you're like, what's going on? And I was
bummed.
Like, totally bummed because I had my old apartment that I lived in forever, years,
Yeah.
And my buddy's sister needed a place to stay, so then I ended up renting out rooms, and her other friends were living there. And then for me to be nice, I let them stay there when I moved out, and I moved into a new place.
Okay.
Well, then after a while, I was like other people started moving in. I was like, I don't know these people, so I don't want to be responsible for this place anymore.
It's still under your name?
Yeah. So I gave them a deadline to move out.
Okay.
I was like, either move out or you can take over the lease.
Right.
And then so they took the option to be moving out. So they're supposed to move out by August 1st. Everything's going well. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm in the clear. I'm not responsible for anything anymore, blah, blah. And then I get a text message while I'm at the concert yesterday. Call me. It's urgent. It's about the house. I go, all right. Call, somebody broke into the house and they broke the biggest window in the house. So, like, now I have to go today,
man.
And assess the situation, see
that's so
what the
annoying.
Damages
you
are.
Should never, you should not have let people move into your house under your name.
Yeah, it's
don't
just,
do that. I know you're a nice guy, but have them put under their name.
No, right? It's just like, this is a totally dumb thing to do.
Right, that's
but
annoying.
It's like, it was only for a period of time, and it's just a window. It could have been a lot worse. So
okay,
we'll see what's up.
But you'll be okay. It'll
I just don't like dealing with that when I have like a billion other things going on right now. So
not fun. Yeah. I get it. Okay.
Anyways.
Cool. Anyways, so but let me tell you a little bit about what's on the show today.
Okay, what you got?
Okay, today's show, we'll be reading the emails that you sent. As you know, and I haven't even mentioned this, that we are live on video right now. We've got a video camera. We're live streaming. Anyone can watch the show free every day, 1 to 2 Pacific Standard Time. And we've got a Friends with Benefits program that we'd like everyone to join right now. And just go to the website, become a Friends with Benefits member. You get 5 shows a week, plus you get your answers to your questions. You get answered right away. You get personal emails. You get on-demand content. You don't have to watch them from 1 to 2. You can get it on demand. You get 5 shows. You get treatment for your questions. You get free we're giving away a prize today, actually, to one of the best questions.
Finally. I love the prizes.
We're giving this prize right here.
What is it?
It's a evolution evolved waterproof seduction vibrator. Right. Showing it.
It comes in a fancy case. It's all steel and everything.
I kind of want the case. I kind of want to keep the case. So then we'll also be reading the emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. Topics include posing nude, antidepressants and sex, married sex, and prosthetic testicles.
Prosthetic? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're going to talk about some of that. And then for some of our sex tips, we're going to be talking about... What?
I got
I
got an email with sex and news I want to share too. So.
Oh, good. Go okay, perfect. How soon is too soon? This is our topic today. Okay. How soon is too soon to roll over and go to sleep after sex? Is cuddling important? We will talk about what to do and what not to do after sex. Are you these mistakes? Are you making these mistakes? Because women and men, as we know, they have different needs. And these are some of the things that you should incorporate into your love, making your afterglow, the post glow after having sex.
It's really
good.
It does
not include getting up and leaving. That would be a no. That would be a negative.
Damn it.
And we're actually not doing sex in the news today because we're reading everyone's sex tips they sent in. So
every
week we have a contest. We're going to be announcing our new contest tomorrow. But to that contest that we are announcing the winner of, we're going to be reading people's actual sex tips, which were we asked people for their best sex tips. Like what? Because I want to know. I give sex tips every day, but what is your best sex tip? What is that one thing that works for you every time? So we got tons of responses. So we're going to read through some of those because I figured why not just give people a bunch of sex tips today?
Yeah.
You know?
That's a good idea.
But you're allowed to read a sex in the news story.
It's not really actually sex in the news. It's I don't know how the people found my other work email, but it's the people from How About We. Remember the app that we were talking about, like where people take, you know, just random dates.
Right.
They just open up the app and they say they look and somebody's sitting at a coffee shop right now and they go, how about we hang out? So they emailed me and they asked me if they, you know, want to have like the founder on some other show that I was working on. And they said, here are some of the dating trends. So I thought some of them were a lot.
Perfect. Tell me.
So this is what I hate, and you're going to love this. Wine outgoings outnumber 3-1 to beer.
People going out for a glass of wine is popular than people going to beer.
3-1. 3-1. In San Francisco.
Oh, this is San Francisco.
This is San Francisco.
Okay,
stuff.
I love it. Okay.
Of course, wine. The three top dating.
We're the wine capital. We got Napa Valley in Sonoma, hour and a half away.
It's awful. All right, next one was.
I'm taking you there in a limo.
The top three dating neighborhoods in San Francisco, the Soma District, which is where we're currently recording the show.
Ooh. There are hot guys walking up and down Second Street where we record every single friggin' day when we're walking here.
Well,
I want to stop and have lunch with them, but I got to come to the
gotta
show.
You got to get the app. How about we? They're not a sponsor, by the way.
Okay.
Number two, The Mission, which I see because a lot of young, hipster type people live there. And then three is Hayes Valley.
Oh, yeah. Those are all been gentrified. And
Yeah. Okay. The most successful San Francisco date, hands down, is, and I
hold
hate
on,
to F and say it because it doesn't really exist.
Can I guess?
Go for it.
Is it going to
it's the most successful San
Golden Gate Bridge. Something about the Golden Gate Bridge. Go watch the view. North Beach? Something in North Beach?
No, it's not a destination. The type of date.
Chinatown?
No, it's a type of date, not a destination.
Oh, this is the most common date
that
people do in the city. They go out for a drink.
Incorrect.
They go for a hike.
No.
No, what is it?
Number one is brunch.
Stupid
brunch. Delayed
breakfast.
Brunch dates get twice as many responses than any other activities.
Wow, I love brunch dates.
The least successful dates are... fancy dinners.
Yeah, we're not.
No one wants the pressure of, you know, going to a fancy dinner.
Right, he just spent $200. Now I got to suck his penis.
And here is another thing that I can't stand. This is why I can't date anybody in San Francisco. Hiking dates are suggested more in San Francisco than anywhere else in the country.
Because we've got mountains more than Denver.
This is
more
my
than,
thing.
Like, Colorado?
All right, I'm opening up an app to hang out with people that I have never met before in my life, and I'm gonna go on a hiking date?
Yeah.
To where there's nothing else around me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to meet up, just talk, in the middle of wherever you're going in the hills.
Yeah, nature. It's beautiful. We have beautiful mountains. Mount Tamalpais is a 20-minute drive, 15-minute drive.
So you're telling our listeners that they should open up an app, meet up with somebody that they've never met before, and go hiking into the hills.
Well,
do you? What are you smoking today?
Because I think hiking dates maybe for a second or third date after you meet someone. Yeah. Make sure they're not a serial killer and they're not going to throw you off a cliff.
Yeah.
But if they're not and they're a cool guy, I personally don't like hiking dates. Mm. And I used to be a really big hiker, runner, because I'd rather run the hills than hike. It's too slow for me. And
I suggest you should at least know the person, you know, a couple months before you go on a hiking trip.
Right,
because
you don't want him to, pull, something crazy.
Yeah.
But there are so many beautiful – hiking is a big – hiking and brunch. I've never been a day-date person. I love – you know what it is? I think I really love the nighttime date. I love getting dressed up and not like I get, you know me, like not like I'm like wearing a fancy dress, but like I love getting ready for the, I love that whole getting ready, the guy picking you up and going out to dinner, or going to a show or getting wine like at night. I think that's daytime. I think is good. Eventually maybe you do that stuff. But the first date, I want it to be like at night, like the night is so sexy. And
yeah,
that's how I feel. Don't you think?
I disagree. I don't care.
You don't
way.
Care? But you're not going to do a brunch date or a hiking date, so most of your dates are probably night dates, too.
Yeah, most likely. I don't have time during the day anyways.
Right.
But I thought that was really interesting, and they want to see about game. So I'm going to suggest them for this show. It was for the morning show that
I worked
on.
That's interesting.
But
I love stuff like that.
I think I would like to get other trends in, you know, non-wacky cities like San Francisco.
Non-wacky cities. But I think that there's a lot to say. I mean, I think that there are other cities that people do brunch, though.
Yeah. No, but hiking and wine tasting and stuff like that.
They said tasting is super fun.
This stuff is most popular here. And one other thing that I want to share, Sex in the News, and I will go on to the other
stuff. Whatever. Take your day, dude. We got time.
I'm very disappointed. I'm very disappointed in somebody. Not you. Don't worry about it.
Okay, good. I got so nervous you were mad at me. I hate when Menace is mad at me.
Chris Hansen.
Okay.
The guy, the Casual Predator guy. Who I love, who is it's a TV show because I don't care about pedophiles.
Right.
I'm sorry, I have no sympathy for them.
Right.
But he got caught cheating on his wife with a 20-something-year-old hot reporter from Florida.
Oh.
God damn it, Chris Hansen! Why? And they were going to give him a really big gig pretty soon, and now they're not going to do it
just because he cheated on his wife.
Yeah, he was going to have a big newscasting gig.
How old is he? 40s, and she's in her 20s.
He looks like he could be either really late 40s or early 50s.
Okay, so I think they were mentioning that earlier in the office.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about, sort of.
And I love the Chris Hansen stuff.
Who isn't cheating? It's almost like the story is who's not cheating should be profiled in the news because everyone else in the world is cheating. That is why that article that I mentioned, the New York Times on Sunday, that our infidelities keep us together is because we base relationships not on stability across the board, but we base them on monogamy. We think monogamy is the only answer, and if you're not monogamous, it should be over. Well, I think that's an unrealistic measure of relationship. You should look at all the other factors, and if someone cheats, it shouldn't be the end of the relationship.
I think you shouldn't even be in the relationship anymore if you want to go cheat. If you want to go be single and act like a single person, then just don't be married anymore.
But I don't think it's – I personally don't think it's realistic to say that forever and ever I'm going to be with this one person. Now, it can happen, but you should talk about what if something comes up and you meet someone else. You're just with someone for a long time and the sex just – you just do. You want – you look at what's in the news. Look what happens every day with Tiger Woods, Bill Clinton. I mean, who are the biggest names? All the politicians.
And I think
Elliot Spitzer, Wiener. It's everywhere. And so we can't just brush it under the rug anymore. He's mad. He's bad. Let's get him out of office. Let's not give Chris Hansen his bonus because he had sex with a 20-year-old reporter. I think it's really bad, but I don't think we should even be in
– Yeah, I don't think it should – when it comes to –
We should not be regulating other people's personal lives.
I don't think it should affect somebody's job.
I don't think it should affect your job either.
No.
Clinton didn't even get impeached for getting a blowjob from Monica Lewinsky.
I think it's your – that's your personal life and that's personal stuff that you have to deal with. But when they do that stuff, I don't know. I kind of look at it as the old cake saying.
What?
Having your cake
And eating it too?
Yeah.
You want to have a cake and eat it too? Yeah. But I also think that, you know, when with power and success comes more
options.
Opportunity. And you have more opportunity.
Yeah.
And you have like women, like literally like Tiger Woods, for example, just like throwing themselves at you. Like literally. And you're a dude. And even though you have a beautiful wife and kids, they're not there and you're out and you had a cocktail and there's women literally like coming up like in lines.
You have to be a stronger person, man. If you
got
married,
you
have
to be honest with your partner that this might be something I want to dabble in. You just have to have the conversation with your partner. Communication is lubrication. And if you don't communicate about things, you are going to be in trouble down the line. Because to say that we're just going to blindly sign up for monogamy and not discuss these other things that could happen, you know, like I'm sure Wiener, they fell in love, they were so happy, but then he gets lonely. She's traveling and he's like, I'm going to send some pictures of my genitalia. Like, I don't know. I mean, I just don't think it's so bad as everyone thinks.
Yeah. And I think
it's bad that he lied.
I keep on seeing different pictures of his wife. And I was saying that she was hot, but then I saw more pictures. And I can't decide if she's hot anymore.
I think she is. I think she has a very classical, not classical, but like
a classic look?
Beauty. No, no, no. She's like from the Middle East, right?
I don't know.
I think she is. I think she's beautiful. I think she's got an exotic, not classic.
Exotic.
I meant she's more of an exotic beauty.
Okay.
But I think they're staying together. But I don't know for sure because I haven't read that yet. But we're not going to do – but we are going to read some – I think we could do that now.
Okay.
We could read some of the sex tips that people shared with us, which was awesome.
Is that going to be part of the emails or are you going to do emails after?
I'm going to do emails after.
Okay.
Why?
Oh, no. I was just thinking maybe doing emails first.
Oh.
That's what I would have done. But I'm just throwing it out there.
Oh, just because this is replacing sex in the news, which we usually do now.
Okay. That's fine.
Why would you?
What do you already have it set up? I'm just saying. Go for it. Don't be paranoid.
Okay, I'm not paranoid. I am paranoid.
Go for it.
What is the best? This was the question that we put out to people. What is the best sex tip you've ever been given or received? We'll pick the winner and give them a special prize, which we're going to do today.
And this was given or received from the show. Right?
Right?
Or no?
No, no, no.
It was
no,
just
no,
in
no.
general.
In life. Like,
okay.
It doesn't have to be. Probably you got it from me because I give the best sex tips out there. I'm not going to lie. But these are just like what people thought were great sex tips. Like if you have to narrow it down to one thing, what would it be? What's your favorite sex? What's your number one sex tip? It could be for a girl doing a woman performing on you or you performing to a woman. Like what have you learned? You're going to make a joke, I know.
No, I would really have to think about it.
Oh, man.
I'm
okay, well, you've got some
time. I wasn't prepared. And I'm going to move the camera, everybody.
Okay, why?
So you're going to see me move the camera because it's not where I think they want it right here.
Oh.
See, they want to see the people that help us run this. They want to see your eyes and your boobs. So that was kind of – there was kind of a factor where that wasn't happening. So I fixed the camera, everybody. So if you're watching it live,
you can see
enjoy.
My eyes.
If you're not, go back to sexwithelmy.com, log in,
just
and then
– can I just say this about that? Just freaking become a Friends with Benefits member already. You love Sex with Emily show. It's $4.95 a month. It's $49.95 a year. But you are getting so much content. It's your go-to Sex with Emily, your daily like newspaper, your daily sex information. And we really need your support.
Yeah, and people might not be aware because they never visited the site before because it was just the podcast.
It wasn't a great site.
Hosting
I didn't have the money
spot,
to do
you know?
A big site.
But
or
now
anything.
it's a website where there's new things every single day.
And you can check out the show, and I know you go there now and you can't listen to those shows, so I'm just saying, like, if you've ever listened to the show, you've ever gotten a tip, it's helped your life, I know it's helped millions of people, we just hope that you really, it means a lot if you support it, and you can look at my boobs and my eyes if you'd like. Okay, so what's the best sex tip you've ever gotten? Okay, so this is from Mula, these are from Facebook, okay, Mula says this, this is the ones from Twitter, they're all together, don't bite.
Don't bite. I like that. I don't like the biting.
But sometimes a little nibbling's okay. But don't bite like with your teeth if you're performing oral sex. But
oh,
I think
no.
little nibbles are good. Don't skip foreplay, says Robert.
Robert, you sell out to the man.
Agree. Do not skip foreplay. That is the most important thing. I think that is great.
I'm pulling that guy's man card now.
Okay, Charles says, please her first, make her feel good, and take your time. Totally true.
Goddamn Charles.
I did not hire these people.
Hell?
I did not even hire them or pay them.
You wrote them.
Okay, I didn't. Okay. Michael says, slow down. Less tongue, more lips, and hot breath on the neck.
Yeah, as he masturbates writing that.
Slow down. Everyone, slow down is a big one. Sergio says, sex is all in the mind. Find out her fantasy and exploit it until she can't take it anymore. Fantasies are huge for couples to talk about and to share with each other. Like, a lot of couples are together for so long and they never talk about their fantasies. And even if you're a partner, I know that it's common for women more so than men. Like, I think men have more active sexual fantasies than women. And women have fantasies too. And sometimes it might be harder for them. They might be like, I'm not really sure. So sometimes you can just talk about what turns her on the most about your sexual experience and then go from there. But fantasy is a big, big thing. And I think you should ask your partner tonight what they fantasize about, because who knows where it'll take you. So
might be afraid.
Steve says, don't talk about your sex life with exes. Now, the funny thing about this one, which I will reveal, which is very personal, is that he happens to be someone, that guy that I – do you remember this months ago? I slept with this guy, and he told his ex that I slept with him.
Oh, yeah.
And the ex told the guy that I'd just broken up with, and then it was this whole drama. I felt like I was in high school. And so he wrote, don't talk about your sex life with your exes, which is true. Yeah. We actually give that all the time.
And then I would – and then I would respond with, don't write on the Facebook page of somebody that you screwed over, you dumbass.
Yeah.
Eat a dick and die.
Yeah.
That's what I would write.
I thought it was kind of funny. I don't make enemies. I know, but see, here's the thing.
Suck
I could
it,
hate him.
You
I
pussy.
Could hate, I could hate him and be like, you're such a loser, but I don't. I naturally do not go towards hate. I go towards love. I don't make a lot of enemies.
See,
I'm
that's
friends
how
with
we're different.
Exactly, Menace. You're like angry.
I'm like,
love.
I'm like, you're a fucking loser, dude.
I thought it was
you
funny.
Are such an idiot, and now you're trying to befriend me again on Facebook? Like, you seriously shouldn't even be on my Facebook right now.
I know. I didn't care. I even liked it because that was funny.
Yeah. Great. Now he's going to hit you up even more.
No, he's not. No, he's not. He knows that I. Okay. Aaron says counterclockwise swirl. Thanks to Seinfeld. Apparently, that's a Seinfeld reference.
Counterclockwise swirl. And I've seen a billion Seinfeld.
I don't know. We couldn't find it though, right?
No.
No. Okay. Jen, who's a friend of mine, said bondage tape. That's her best sex tip. Uh-huh. She actually is the one who turned me onto bondage tape, and I'm a huge bondage tape fan. Bondage tape is awesome. Actually, we're doing a show tomorrow on bondage, and tomorrow's show is Tie Me Up Tuesday, and I'm going to bring in some bondage tape, which is my favorite sex toy. You can get it at adamandeve.com, and it's like it looks like electrical tape. There's actually a video on the homepage right now that everyone can watch. With me, and it doesn't stick to each other, but you can easily bind things. You don't need ropes. You don't need fancy things, but it's like hot. You can use it as a blindfold. You could use it as around your wrist. Men's, like, I've heard about this for you. Sometimes I feel bad that you have to hear all this stuff. But bondage tape, go to adamandeve.com. Use coupon code Emily at checkout, and you get 50% off most items. You will love bondage tape. It's like beginner bondage. It's so easy to do. You can bring it anywhere. Throw it in your suitcase if you're going on a trip. It's just like an easy way to tie up your partner. Dr. Max says, don't come in a woman's mouth when she's not expecting it.
Oh,
I think he learned that from us.
Yeah.
Madge says, we always say that. Tell her first. Remember we did ejaculation etiquette show a few weeks ago? And we're like, warn her.
You definitely can't do that.
That's mean. She won't expect it. She might. Who knows what she'll
say. Hey, she's down there anyway. She should be ready for it. F that. Why is she doing it in the first place if she's not expecting that?
Some women don't want to swallow.
Well, those are the women you shouldn't talk to, fellas.
Some men don't care if women swallow. Thanks for your feedback, though, Menace. Maggie says, explore her body like it's your wonderland.
Oh, God.
It's true.
Yes, it is true.
Men,
it is true, fellas.
Do not, please, I can't, this makes me so mad. This is really getting me upset.
Why?
Well, it's getting me excited and happy, not excited, turned on like I was last week during the show, but it's like, I just want people to listen. I just want you to listen to the show and tell you that I'm telling you all the secrets and all the important things, that a woman's body is a wonderland. There's a gazillion erogenous
zones. I know, John Mayer wrote a song about it.
I know. But it really is, like pay attention to the back of my knees. Like, that feels good. Like, my elbows, like, all these things that we talk about. I can't tell you how many men just don't think to touch all those other areas that feel good.
What about the man?
It makes me
upset.
What
about all these areas of the man? You know,
you
never
would freak out if some girl tried to touch you and you're...
That's just me. I'm just one guy.
Yeah,
I'm talking about...
You're one lame-ass guy.
I'm talking... I'm one guy. But, you know, I feel free to...
I'll explore your body. One would explore your body like it's a wonderland. Right. If that's what you want. Okay. Heather says, communication is lubrication. It saved our marriage and our sex life, which is something I always say on the show. You got to always communicate about sex. You have to always tell your partner what you want and keep talking about it. People, like, sex is a really hard thing to talk about. Sex and money, two things in a relationship that are impossible to talk about, but they don't have to be. And you have to demystify them, take away the fear about talking about them, what might happen, and you just need to have those conversations about sex and money. That's separate. Okay, best tip ever. This is from Studio JRY on Twitter. Best tip ever, be ready at all times. Make pubic hair maintenance a weekly ritual. No one likes a forest. We've talked a lot about that.
Yeah, clean up.
Clean up, clean up. Everyone appreciates cleaning up.
Yeah, well, it's everybody's, what is there? I mean, what they like and they don't like. But I'm just saying, I prefer cleaning up, but.
You prefer no hair?
No hair, yeah.
None. Like, none. Not even, like, a stray. Not even, like, no. What if it's, like...
I mean, if it's there, it's not going to bug me. Like, I'm still going to have sex with you, but I'm just saying, like, just don't have Wolverine or, you know, a raccoon down there, and everything's good.
Okay. Okay, here's a few longer ones. People emailed us, and my sex tip is let the ratio of foreplay to penetration be 3 to 1 or greater.
Point mathematical being, equations, I like it.
I hate mathematical equations. They confuse me. No, I'm kidding. Point being is you can have her so hot that when you actually commence an intercourse, all the work is done, if you get my drift. Which brings me to my question to you and Menace. And that is, have one of you experienced yourself a woman blacking out due to pleasure? I have helped a woman do this once. It took months to get to that point. A lot of trust and abandonment was involved on her part in order to help her get there. That's from AJ. He's a platinum member, a premium member.
Platinum. We got to get the platinum member. The platinum member. He's a
Friends with Benefits premium member. But he said, have we ever, because we were talking about people blacking out from orgasms last week.
Why are you blowing over the platinum membership? Because the platinum membership, you get to see actually naked photos of Emily on sexualemily.com.
Oh, right. We forgot to mention that.
You just got to look for the button. Look all over. You'll find the secret button.
I did do that boudoir session of naked photos, but yeah. I think that people have to pay a lot more. We're giving this to you for nothing. You're not getting naked photos yet, but maybe eventually. But his sex tip was, I like that sex tip. Point being, you can get her so hot. He's saying foreplay, he's saying it should be 3 to 1. Like, intercourse should just be like, you should do more foreplay and then do intercourse.
Yeah. It is true. If you do more foreplay, you do have to. You have less work in the intercourse.
That's true.
Factor.
Does everyone hear this? Foreplay, foreplay, foreplay. Did you get that? Okay. So here's the winner.
And the winner
coming
is.
Up. And the winner is, drum roll please, the winner of our special, special contest
is.
I'm going to read it.
You lost it.
No, I have it. I'm going to read her name. Her name is Maggie.
All right, Maggie.
Hi, Emily. I wanted to share one of my favorite sex tips. Not many women I know like to give oral sex to guys, and I just recently taught one of my closest girlfriends how to please her man. My tip is that when I go down on a guy, I use my favorite flavored lube to get me started, and once I have his penis completely, I start to hum or sing one of my favorite songs. It gives him great pleasure, and my vocal cords get a chance to relax. That's from Maggie. I thought it was very creative.
Damn, she should have said what song she'd like to sing.
Oh, Maggie. Well,
recommendations.
So she's a premium member. She's in Los Angeles, and she won this special prize from Adam and Eve, which is a waterproof seduction vibrator. You can use it in the shower. Its waterproof toys are huge. There's 3 speeds. It's shower and bath friendly, phthalate-free, body safe. It's going to turn you on and rock your world.
Again,
so thank
it comes
you so
in a,
much.
It comes in a beautiful
it
case.
It comes in a beautiful case that you can use for other things. Mm-hmm. I'm showing it here on the camera. It's from Adam and Eve. Thanks, Adam and Eve. Okay, and we have one more note here. This was just someone who gave a sex tip, but then he said, have you thought of offering Sex with Emily t-shirts to the winners of your contests? And we've talked about Sex with Emily t-shirts a lot. So if anyone's listening and they have any good deals on t-shirts we can get, like, I can't afford to go print a bunch of t-shirts right now. I'm being honest.
I think there's a one that I know. It's called t-shirtguy.com or something like that. And it's like $2.
I want to make Sex with Emily t-shirts. I'd love to give those out. Little cute wife beaters for the girls and, like, t-shirts for guys. Like, I had Sex with Emily and all I got was this t-shirt, or just Sex with Emily. Was it good for you on the back? Wouldn't that be cute?
Yeah, it would. We can't do Cafe Press or any stuff like that.
Cafe Press doesn't work.
No,
thanks, Brent. I appreciate it so much. And thanks, everyone, for your sex tips. We're going to be announcing the new contest tomorrow. We have to come up with that. Let's remember that. New contest. And new toys, because you get toys and presents, and it's not always going to be sex toys. It's going to be a lot of different things. Okay. Did you come up with your number one sex tip yet?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry, guys. I'm so out of it today. There's some other stuff that tragic stuff that happened, but it's not really close to me, but just like somebody that I work with that works on one of their radio shows.
Okay.
So really bad. Like they lost their whole family like in a plane crash. It was crazy.
Oh my God.
So it just got me tripping today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You want to just
sit down? Wasn't like my personal friend, no, but like I listened to him a lot on the radio. So it's like all weirded me out.
I'm really bummed out now.
Yeah.
Okay, well first.
It's okay. We're trying to keep it sexy.
Let's
I apologize.
Keep it light and sexy. Thanks, Matt, is talking about like plane
death.
Crash. Okay, so topics on like today's show, I said, include these are your emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com, or there's this really easy Ask Emily button tab on the website that you can just write me a question there.
Yeah, and you get pushed up to the top priority.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You get priority if you are a premium member. Mm-hmm. Okay, so and then after this, we're going to be talking about we're talking about post sex etiquette.
Yeah.
After this. But first, we got to talk about the polls, and then.
All right.
Well, we always do the polls before the emails.
Okay.
Here was our poll last week. How long do you wait to have sex?
5 seconds.
39% said after the first date.
Okay.
And that was the winner. 39% said after the first date. Mm-hmm. 7% said when we were in love. Okay, so I'm going to start from the bottom again. Sorry.
Okay.
7%. You and I both today. 7% said when we are in love, married. 25% said after we've dated a few months. 25%
all
right. of people are waiting a few months. 29% said, why wait? Let's get it on. 39% said after the third date.
Yeah,
so
that's pretty much
date, that's standard.
That's standard. That's universal. That goes, I don't know about outside the United States, but in our pop culture, like that's what
it's kind of the third date.
Yeah, the third date.
Okay. So thanks everyone for what we had tons of votes on that. So thanks everyone. Our new poll, which is up now, go there right now, sexwithemily.com. What do you like to do after sex?
What do I like to do after sex? Go to sleep.
That's an option.
Yes.
A, cuddle.
Boo.
B, fall asleep.
Yay.
C, eat.
Ooh.
D.
Yeah, I like that one.
Go in for round two.
It depends on my energy level.
If you're not passed out yet, did you drink too much? E, leave immediately.
Ooh, I like all the options except for one.
You can only pick one.
What? There's eating, leave, and go straight to sleep.
And round two, which if
depends.
You're feeling
if I'm
frisky.
Over at somebody's house. And if I'm going to spend the night and I can take a shower in the next morning without just like leaving.
Right.
Then I would
spending
pick
the
sleep.
Night with a woman. Like, do you enjoy sharing your bed, or would you rather, like, there's a lot of guys who just kind of, and women who kind of would rather be in their own bed like that. Like, they don't want the sleepover.
Yeah. No, it's all about scheduling for me. If I have to do something.
Right.
Then yes, I want to leave like right away.
Right. Got it. I like cuddling. But you knew that already.
Yeah.
That's my choice. Cuddling is the best. The best. That's why I got a dog.
So I like
now
the
I don't
food
really care.
Factor. What? Who
oh,
came up with
good.
The food stuff?
Yeah. Well, food is good too. Snacks.
I mean, I can't
naked,
remember where.
Eating naked snacks in bed is so fun.
Yeah, but I can't remember where like I ate right after. Like
ice cream?
I've eaten before.
But ice cream's good after in bed.
I don't think I've ever done that. And you know me, I love food.
I know. You've never eaten in bed with someone after you sex them, like cold pizza?
No. Well, I mean, it's not immediately after. Maybe like an hour or
Yeah. I'm not talking about like you're going, and then you're like, okay, Domino's or something.
Yeah.
Like, no, like, you know. Like,
which would be amazing, by the way.
Domino's, ding dong. Like right after you come, like, ding dong, doorbell.
And then you just get the pizza. Maybe we need to set up something on the website. See? We come up with new things every single day.
We are geniuses in the sex world.
I mean,
we
there could be like
things.
A timer. I'm sure people have done this before where
what?
They go, okay, we're going to order food right now and then we're going to have sex. And by the time we're done having sex, the food will be here. I'm sure that's happened.
Oh, I've done that.
Yeah.
I've
done that.
I've done that.
That's
I've
nothing new.
Food.
But we need to make an app for it is the thing. That's where.
Can you make me an app for things that I need?
What?
I need so many apps.
You already have two apps.
I have two apps. Oh, my app, Kegel Camp, is doing really well. It's number 89 in the charts.
What do you need an app for now? Unless you don't want to share it.
I don't want to share it now, but I do need an app. Okay. So
you're not working on the sexual device that has sex with you while you're listening to Sex to Emily?
No.
I'm very disappointed.
I'm sorry,
I'm giving you a billion dollar idea.
I'm going to give that to you. That's your project. Do
cool.
it. If you want people to be able to simulate having sex with me while they're listening to the show, I'm so down.
Okay.
I think. I don't really understand.
And I get 95% of the profit.
Fine. If you make it happen, you get the profit.
Some you know it. I know people. Oh, some of it now.
Not 95%.
You weren't behind me. You weren't behind me on this adventure, and you're just putting it all on me. I'm going to make it all happen.
I can't give 95% away of anything.
I'm giving you nice 5% in something that you did not believe in.
5% is pathetic.
Something you did not believe in that's going to do very well.
I don't even understand it. So maybe you could build a prototype of someone fucking their computer.
No, they don't have sex with their computer. They
yes,
have
they
sex with something that's connected to their computer.
They have sex with something connected to the computer, and then that means that someone else on the other end is having sex?
No, they already have that. This is one, they just listen to the show and it's
happening. Can't they just masturbate? Wasn't that easier?
Yeah, but like this one is a cool device. It might have the Sex with Emily logo on the side of it, and you know.
Oh, I like that'd the be logo. Kinda,
yeah, see?
My mother would be so proud.
Yeah.
Okay. She already is. hey, Emily, I'm still in Ghana listening to your show.
Ghana?
Remember? Africa?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought that was in, like, Texas or something.
Remember Menace? Yeah. Okay. I've listened to all the episodes I have on my iPod, and so I'm now listening to them again. I love that.
Thank you. She's
in the Peace Corps. She wrote before. She's in the Peace Corps. Yesterday, I was listening to the one where you were talking about getting naked in front of your class at sex school. First semester in college.
That was a while back.
Mm-hmm. I worked as a – well, she's in Ghana for 3 years. Yeah. How long is Peace Corps? 2 years? 2 years.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
I worked as a nude model for a live drawing class, and it was an amazing experience that I totally recommend to any of your listeners who may have body image issues. No one had ever seen me naked before I started doing it, and it gave me so much confidence. The students look at you with such interest and concentration – and you have to have, and you get to have beautiful drawings made of you. Win-win. And it really pays well. Extra win. Just something to suggest. Can't wait to listen to new episodes when I finish my service this month. Katrin. She's in Ghana listening to the show. I love that that's what she's doing on her Peace Corps. She's like saving the world and listening to Sex with Emily. And so, yeah, if you missed this episode, this was last year. I'm in sex school now. I'm getting my PhD in human sexuality. Haven't gone lately. Need to go.
I really, really want you to go.
You do?
Yes.
Just because you think it's good for me?
I think it would elevate you 1,000% if you would get that done.
But I missed 2 semesters because I have to do the show every day now.
Oh,
can't
you
get
got,
into that.
You gotta,
but here's what
you
happened
gotta make
during
it
class.
Work, honey.
I know.
Sorry.
It stresses me out because I really want to go and I'm sad that I missed the last semester. But the point is that she talked about getting naked. So what happened was, okay, so I was in sex school and I, for one of our classes, I mean, I know this sounds kind of crazy, but if you listen to it, it's like one of the biggest issues that women have during sex is body image issues.
Yeah.
They don't feel attractive, like no matter how much you tell them they are, no matter, like they just don't feel. They have issues, whatever. Everyone's got issues with themselves.
Yeah.
But really, it can really wreak havoc on your relationship and your sex life. So as an experiment, we all had to get up naked. You had a choice. You didn't have to get naked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I left my underwear on, but I took everything else off. And there's a mirror. So there's like 30 of us in the class, and we had to get up, get naked as we'd like, and go to the mirror. Our teacher did it. She got totally naked. And we had to go up to the mirror, and we had to say everything that we like and don't like about our body. Like, I like my ears. Mm-hmm. I like my nose. I kind of like that. I hate that I have this little piercing thing from when my belly button was pierced 10 years. You know, whatever. Stupid things. Like, really break down your body. Staring at it for like 10 minutes. Like, I like this. I like that. And it was to be very – it was very cathartic. And it was
in
very –
in front of the entire class.
Entire class.
The class is watching you talk about yourself?
Yep.
Holy crap.
Yeah. It was pretty intense. But she said she did – she was a – so there's something – very cathartic, very mind-opening, very like, oh my God, I have these body image issues that I'm so ashamed about, but I'm going to express it to everyone in my class. It was just very it was a really powerful experience.
Yeah, I went to art school, if people haven't heard me mention on the podcast a billion times.
Right.
But I went for film, but they made you take sketching classes. So we had nude models in all the time. And they were very interesting because, you know, one guy came in, he had dreads and he had a belly button piercing with, you know, a chain around his hips, you know, whatever floats his boat. And so, yeah, I definitely got to see all different shapes and sizes, but like no one was... you know, judging.
Right.
They're
there
to
do art. But from
Catherine's
experience, she really got to, you know.
Yeah.
She got to feel like, you know, supported in her body. And then she got all these beautiful pictures of herself and stuff like that. That's where I did my boudoir shots with that woman years ago, because I was like, whenever else am I going to have pictures of myself naked? It's kind of cool. I should put them in my apartment.
They're on your cell phone, aren't they?
No. Okay.
Don't ever lose that.
Okay, we have time for one more email, and then we have to move into some sex tips.
All right, what do you got?
I've got okay. I'll do this one. Lately, my girlfriend and I have been trying to incorporate anal play into our sex lives, particularly during foreplay. However, despite the fact that she's expressed her desire to do so, whenever I attempt to stimulate or tease her anus, she tends to back away or resist. But while she does so, she's a coy smile, which while still firmly resisting. Do you think she is simply trying to tease me or is in fact unwilling? Stefan from Alberta, Canada. That's a great question. I mean, I think that you have to, like, again, the number one thing about anal sex is you need lots of lube and you need to move really, really slow. So she says she's never had it and she backs away or resists, probably because maybe you're doing something that's painful or she's just not comfortable with it. So even if you just use lube and you just rub the area, her anus, with lots of lube and just get it worked up, maybe that's what you do one day. And like the next time, maybe you like stick a finger in or you do something like that. But you have to move really, really slowly and really gently. If she looks at you coyly and smiles while still resisting, I would say she's – I mean, a coy smile makes me believe that she wants – would like to try it.
Yeah. She would definitely let you know if she wasn't into it.
Right. She'd be like, no. But maybe what you're doing is hurting her. So I would just say lube, start slowly. Even if one day it's all about the lube and the next day you stick your pinky like halfway in and then you just have to go slow. Very, 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 very
slow. Start moving up to larger objects.
Sure. You could do that. Okay, so we're going to move into some sex tips. How's that?
All right. Where'd you get these tips?
I got these tips from my brain.
Okay.
No, I got these tips from everywhere. We get them all over. We get them. We have books and
a lot of research. There's a research team at Sex with.
There's a research team, and we get these. No, I don't come up with them all, but I've studied them and I learned them all and I know them. So this is just some facts about sex and the hormones and the chemicals and stuff that happens first. But what we're going to talk about is post-sex etiquette. Okay? What should you do? What should you not do? What is your body experiencing after sex? You ever curious why you just want to go to sleep? You're like, no.
Because I'm tired.
Right, but here's why. Okay?
Because I just laid some pipe for like an hour.
An hour, you wish.
You know?
An hour. Menace.
That's why I'm
when
exhausted.
When have you laid pipe for an hour?
When I wanted to.
8 minutes.
8 minutes, my ass.
Six, 3 minutes?
What?
I don't know. Okay.
I need to get what you're smoking.
Why did you think I'm smoking?
I'm just kidding.
I wish. The afterglow is the activity that occurs immediately following a sexual encounter. Here's a breakdown of the chemicals pumping through your body post-orgasm.
Okay.
Pumping, pumping, pumping. The main one is oxytocin. I've talked about this before. Not to be confused with OxyContin, which is a pill,
hillbilly,
which is heroin and a painkiller,
and very addictive.
But oxytocin is what they call it's the cuddle hormone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that hormone that makes you like women have more. It surges right after you have sex, and we want to cuddle, which is why we need to cuddle. Men also experience oxytocin rushes, but theirs dives right after. It's like the highest right at the point of orgasm, even higher than women's, but then it takes a dive. So it stimulates the prostate, causes muscle contractions, and sensitizes nerves. It shows that increased oxytocin can produce more intense orgasms. I love oxytocin. Then you've got endorphins. You've heard about endorphins and endorphin rush. You get endorphin rushes from exercising or from jumping off buildings or, you know, bungee jumping or something. But you also get it from sex. It's a group of neurotransmitters formed within the body that naturally relieve pain. So these biochemicals have a similar chemical structure to morphine. They produce a feeling of euphoria and pleasure, and they have a calming effect after sex. They fill you with a sense of being well and relaxation, and you might feel dizzy or drowsy sometimes after sex. That's because of the endorphins.
How come they haven't extracted these endorphins?
They have.
Where can get some shots?
Well, I know. They probably do. Well, I mean, I think a lot of antidepressants have some of these stuff in it. Not endorphins, but similar.
Replicate them.
Okay, prolactin is another one. It relieves sexual arousal after orgasm and takes your mind off sex. This one takes your mind away from sex. It rises sharply immediately after orgasm in everyone. It's the one that disengages you after an orgasm. It's the one that gets you to start thinking about work again and ordering pizza and what's going on.
I believe that, and I've talked to my friends before, I believe that immediately happened after you orgasm.
Yes.
Immediately.
It's true.
I'm not interested in sex anymore.
You're not even
like,
interested
I don't
in that
wanna,
person. You don't even know her name anymore. Yeah. You're like, isn't it time for you to go to the bathroom?
And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm dead serious right now.
Yeah, prolactin.
Yeah.
It's what allows you to think of other things besides the naked person in front of you. If after sex your mind is flooded with activities and chores you need to accomplish that day, that's the prolactin at work.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
See, isn't this interesting? See, Menace? Afterglow activities. Okay, so this is the afterglow activities. This is what percentage of what women said they wanted, okay?
Okay.
This is going to be a shock to you.
Oh, my God.
43% of women said that cuddling after sex is important to them. 43%. 35% said it depends on the situation. 2% said they'd rather take a shower.
Where's the percentage that says they want a Louis Vuitton purse afterwards?
They all do, honey. They want. Oh, they want
so
it
that's 100%.
That's their foreplay, baby.
Okay.
Remember my Louis Vuitton bag I used to carry?
Yeah, what happened?
I was at home. I forgot about it.
You're so over it.
Okay, take a couple of minutes. He's always making fun of me. Take a couple of minutes to cuddle before you roll over and fall back asleep. Pull her against you to spoon or kiss the back of her neck. Just do something like that at least before you're falling asleep. Before you're falling asleep, can you just muster a kiss? Something.
Cool. There's an egg timer, right? Egg timer's gone.
Yeah,
egg
I have timer. An egg timer. So also, you should always go to the bathroom after sex, women especially, and men. But you should – I think that most people know this, but some don't. Sometimes you're too tired or you're drunk or you're passed out. Mm-hmm. But you have to always just – it's you can get urinary tract infections. You can get – women need to go to the bathroom after sex for sure, no matter what. If you're using condoms, not using condoms, you have to pee after sex. Okay, women like to know that you had a good time, so talk to her a few minutes after sex.
What?
Compliment each other. You can also compliment. This is a good time to be like, oh, my God, that was so awesome what you just did with your mouth or the way you moved your fingers over my knee.
Wait, so after having sex, we have to talk about how we had sex?
If you want. It's a good time.
What?
Just for a minute. Like, babe, that was so hot when you.
I'd rather, talk about
that
later.
That was so hot the way you. I don't know what you would think is hot, Menace.
I have to recreate the thing.
Just maybe
just
you
did.
Could say something if you feel like saying something nice before you fall asleep, before you drift off to sleep.
Okay. Can you recall an amazing conversation that you had after sex?
Yeah.
Please
right
do
now,
tell.
Right now at this moment?
Do tell.
A lot of them. Depends. If we're like
Let me guess. They were complimenting your performance.
No. Maybe. I hope
Ego.
So. No, men don't usually do that right after, but maybe. But it's a good thing to be like, oh, that was hot. That was really nice. Or just, we all want affirmation.
How about I say you did an amazing job, give you a handshake, and then I can turn over
like,
to the side.
Nice work. Keep up the good work. Nice to see you. Leave. Is that what you want to do?
See you next time.
See you next time.
Something's wrong
I'll
with that.
You,
that's it. That's courtesy, right? That's being polite.
He said thank you and shook her hand.
Yeah.
Awesome, Menace. Okay, these are after sex don'ts. These are what you shouldn't do. Tell me what you think about this. You shouldn't fall straight asleep unless that's what she wants. 33% of women prefer to fall asleep after sex. So you're going to fall asleep after sex, but maybe like just have a moment of just connection, the afterglow. Like women actually need that. They need it. Like they chemically, like we need to cuddle. Like 30 seconds. You can set your friggin' phone for 30 seconds and do that. Okay.
Women need to start putting that on their profile.
What?
Like on their online profiles.
That they want to cuddle.
Love falling asleep after sex. I bet, when you talk about, like, girls getting winks on certain websites, I believe they would get their wink percentage would skyrocket.
If they said they want to,
fall asleep immediately after sex. Like, they should put that on there. I think guys are trying to find that 33%, and they just need to, let it out there.
Some guys like to cuddle.
Yeah.
Look at your watch or go – these are after sex don'ts. Look at your watch or go straight to your phone.
Okay, oh, my God. God,
I've got a story too.
Yeah.
This guy that I dated a while ago, he like literally so attached to his phone. The phone was right by the bed, and then he was like still mid orgasming, and he was already checking his messages. Mm-hmm. And I was like, could we wait 5 minutes? Could we wait 3 minutes? Like you're checking your phone already, or like first thing in the morning to his phone. I mean, we all check our phone in the morning, but it was just so like just kind of rude.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
I mean, I was.
Can you wait 5 minutes? Like, literally, he was like, and then he's like, on his phone. Like, it was not good.
Yeah. I can.
You're like, I can relate. I do that all the time.
Yeah, I did that once, and the girl wasn't really happy at all. She
let
me
know.
She let me know.
I'm dying to check my phone all the time, too, okay?
Yeah.
Let's not kid around. But you just had sex. Like, have a moment, everyone. Like, that moment of connecting after is important.
Have you been on your phone while receiving oral sex?
No. I don't think
never?
So. I mean, no, because I have concentration issues.
In this day and age?
On my
You weren't
phone?
Checking your email while you were being...
No.
Pleasure.
But how? Why would I do that? It's such a nice occasion when that happens. I would not be on my phone. I could be on my phone after or before for the rest of my friggin' life. But if someone's going down on me and they're doing a good job, I'm not on my phone.
Okay. Just checking.
Okay. So don't jump out of bed to leave. Don't run off to an appointment.
Damn it.
All your...
I have appointments to go to.
Foiled again. Assume your job is done. Ignore her after sex. Criticize or complain, pass gas or make fart jokes.
I do all these things, all okay. the above.
I know. Okay, here's a side note. Don't be offended if she heads for the bathroom. Some women, they all need to go to the bathroom for sex. I dated this guy who got offended. Like, I got
what?
Up too quickly. Like, right after sex, I got up to go to the bathroom, and he was like, would you mind waiting, like, a few more minutes? Because he wanted to cuddle. And I was like, I'll be right back. I got to pee. But he was offended that I had to get up after sex. So maybe there's, like, a 5-minute window where you, but you should go pretty soon after sex.
Any guy getting offended off that is, he needs.
Well, I'm not
again,
with him anymore. Let's just say that.
Revoke man card.
Revoke his man card. I know, really. He was not one of my most masculine men that I've dated with testosterone running through his whatever. Didn't. But I was like, really, you're offended? And then I had a guy once, this is kind of a separate thing, but I had to go to the, sometimes in the middle of sex, you have to go to the bathroom. Like, you have to pee. And he was like, so offended that I had to get up. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Doesn't it, have you ever had a woman do that?
What?
Is that weird? Like in the middle of sex, you have to get up and pee?
Yeah, I've had that before.
Yeah?
It's I'm not that offended. Weird.
He was offended. He was like, we were in the middle.
What are the pussies that you're
know.
Dating,
this was like,
man?
This was 15 years ago. But I'll never forget that. I was like, dude, you are such a loser. I have to go to the bathroom. Like, I have to pee. Mm-hmm. I don't know why this just came to me. It did. I wanted to share it. So, dude, let her go to the bathroom. I broke up with him. Not because of that. Sometimes once might not be enough. After you orgasm, you might need to give her some attention or help her finish off because maybe she did not have an orgasm.
Yeah, but she shouldn't tell you that it's okay for you to relieve yourself.
What do you mean?
To get the climax. Because you might be – is you might ask her like, oh, is it okay if I blah, blah, blah.
Because she can right? tell she's not getting there.
And then she goes, oh, yeah, that's fine. And then so when you're done, everything you think everything's all good. And then she goes, oh, so can you attend to me?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, why did you tell me to finish the job then?
Because only 30% of women can have orgasms during intercourse, which is
yeah,
why
but if I had
foreplay ad nauseum.
If I had for – if I satisfied you that way before
– why didn't you
– then let me put in some more work.
You should have done it before so you didn't do it after.
I think it's trickery and I don't like it.
So some women are turned you need to give her some attention, but be delicate, try to read a response. Some women are turned off by a man that expects seconds. Anyway, women, try this after sex. If you were turned on, masturbate after sex to extend the stimulation. Don't let him pull out right away. You can rub his soft penis against your pelvic floor, your clitoris, to turn yourself on. Like sometimes women can orgasm still just from like a more of a flaccid penis just rubbing against her.
I'd be embarrassed by that, but yeah.
You would be? Why? Because you were flaccid?
Yeah.
Well, but why?
Whatev.
It's fine. Flaccid penis, erect penis. They're all penises. They're all fine. So after sex, men could try this. They could suggest showering together. They should turn off the video recording. Cook a meal together naked. Bring some snacks to bed. You love the snack idea, Menace. See, you learned something today. Playful resting. Give her a massage. That's what I got for you. That's some post-sex etiquette.
Okay.
Yeah. What?
I was just thinking about this shower thing. I like...
Do you like showering with someone?
Yeah, but that's, you know, not afterwards.
Before. Before is great. Because a lot of people have issues with cleanliness.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to be having a particularly active, robust sexual experience, maybe you would want to have a shower beforehand. Beforehand is awesome because you know you're all clean. Or baths. Tomorrow's show is Tie Me Up Tuesday. We're going to be talking
how's this
about bondage.
Go down?
Get your safety word ready. Get your safe word ready because we're going to be talking about bondage.
Are you bringing like Barbie and Ken dolls in?
That's
and tie
what I was
them
just
up?
Saying.
Are you
yes.
serious?
No, yes. Okay. I don't have any Barbie and Ken dolls, but I want to bring in some dolls because it's easier to explain.
Yeah.
I'm going to like tie up some knots and we're going to talk about like why. Because I don't mean you have to get into – because there's people who are like obsessed with bondage and they can do like all these knots. So, like, we're not talking about that. We're talking about bondage 101. We're talking about why bondage can be healthy for your sex life and can help increase your – help enhance it. And you can have better sex.
if you bring in the dolls, can I do the voices for the dolls? Can I
yeah.
And like have, you know, the Ken call Barbie a whore.
Can I? Yeah.
You like that whore? You like being tied up? You skank?
Yeah.
Like I can keep it classy.
Sure, you can. You don't talk dirty though. Oh, no, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Madison, you can do whatever you want tomorrow.
Sweet.
I think. Jesus. Okay,
thank you
everyone.
For letting me know that.
No, I don't mean that. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Hey, guys. Can I ask you a question? How are your balls feeling right now? Are they super clean and dry? Does your partner complain or is not always willing to go downtown? If so, I've got something for you. I've just launched a new product called Down Under Comfort for my brand Emily & Tony. It's really unique. It's a cream to tapioca powder formula that is designed to keep men fresh and clean down under or wherever they need. And girls can use it too, under their breasts, their lower back, anywhere they want to stay fresh. So help keep this podcast free and your balls dry. Use code EMILY to get 20% off your first purchase. Check them out today at emilyandtony.com. Trust me, and you're welcome.